Inkyard Press and Harper Audio present Bad Like Us by Gabriella Lepore. Performed by Caitlin Kelly, Gary Tiedemann, Abby Craden, and Carlotta Brenton. For Sophia and Hayden, with all my love. Eva. The flash of the camera stuns me for a second. Yellow spots dance in my vision, and I blink them away. I like this one, Carly says. The glow from her phone illuminates her face as she inspects the photo. It's pitch dark out, apart from the amber blush of the fire.
I'll send it to you, Eva, she says, tapping at the screen.
Your hair looks good. I comb my fingers through the ends of my windswept and salt air frizzed hair, untangling the light brown strands. Really? I reach over and angle her phone so that I can see the image on her screen. I looked dazed, too bright against a black background. Darkness crept up on us quickly. We've spent the evening around the fire pit, in a cage of tall firs, all nine of us together. The fire paints our faces with long shadows, warping expressions. Beer bottles clink, and voices are getting bigger. Okay, me next. Piper leans over Carly's shoulder, all glossy black bangs and scarlet lips. When you take my picture, have the fire just at the edge of the frame, she instructs, extending her fingers wide. I want it to look arty. As Carly hops to her feet and starts lining up the shot, I stand too. I brush the sand off my jeans and step away before anyone notices. As much as I'm enjoying this newfound camaraderie with Carly and Piper, I think I've reached my limit. Besides, I've got somewhere I need to be. Plans that I intend to keep. Across the crackling fire, my gaze lands on Colton. His dark hair is curling onto his brow, and his broad frame is half lost in shadows. He's sitting next to Javier on salt-bleached driftwood. Their words are drowned out by the louder voices and laughter coming from the others, but the conversation looks heavy. Javier is bowing a twig, curving it into a crescent, then letting it pop back. His hood shades his face, but I can see his downturned mouth. My friend Miles is next to them. He isn't paying any attention to them, though. He's far too engrossed in animated conversation with Colton's twin brother, Danny. Have you even seen the original movie? Miles is saying. He presses his palms together and shakes his slim hand skyward. How can a film be marketed as a reboot when it's so shamelessly inaccurate? Danny pushes back some of his unruly brown hair. Miles, come on, he says. The original sucked, and you know it. Miles scoffs at that. On the other side of the fire, Piper and Carly have begun the photo shoot. Carly is holding her phone high, and Piper's full lips are drawn into a pout. She's tilting her head to different angles and playing with the end of her ponytail. Only Alice catches my gaze as I slip away. She's huddled close to Noah, watching something on his phone. It must be funny because Noah booms with laughter every couple of seconds. You're going? Alice mouths, her eyebrows pulling together. I nod, and she waves. No one else seems to notice me leave. Everyone's too caught up in conversations. I tap my phone's flashlight and start making my way across the beach, aiming for the tiny flickering porch light marking the log-walled lodge, our home for one more night, and the sole property standing on this little stretch of rugged Oregon coastline. Piper and Carly's shrieks of laughter drift after me as I head toward the blinking light. Alone and away from the fire, the darkness is a little more disorienting, but I keep going. Soon, the voices fall away, and the surge and crash of waves becomes louder. My shoes sink into the soft sand as I bypass the lodge and continue along the moonlit bay, heading for the shoreline with its sea caves and rocky projection hanging over the ocean. At the water's edge, I come to a stop, and I wait in the darkness. For him. But the minutes keep ticking by, and the battery on my phone is already down to one red bar. I glance over my shoulder toward the flickering orb of light emitted by the lodge. The tide is starting to come in, bringing in knots of seaweed and pebbles.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?